1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
The Brown Sound.
I'm sorry?
Eddie's Brown Sound.
The Brown Sound.
Eddie Van Halen is famous for the Brown Sound. I just read all this today.
This is the Brown Sound?
Basically, yeah.
When did he move
into
it?
It's an amp thing. Guys know this as an amp thing. It's stuffing your amp so hard and high that you generate this sound. But there's other components to it as well. And amp manufacturers are now trying to create their own lines of amps to create that sound as well.
I think anybody who listened to the radio, over the last 30 years knows when Van Halen is on. I mean, it's a sound.
It's their sound.
It's their sound.
For sure. It's one of those bands that has their... And the drums, that is a Van Halen sound. For sure.
I'll Wait was the first song I went, wow, Alex is really a good drummer. I mean, they kind of featured him in that. But he was playing drums before that. Yeah. Real Van Halen fans. The real Van Halen fans are screaming at their radios right now.
I'm not one. I'm a radio listener and a fan of rock and roll, but I'm not in depth on Van Halen. I just read this today. I never knew.
I know this.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I'd never heard it before either.
Who had their blue period?
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
And that was Picasso.
No, he had a cubist sideways nose.
So, and Ed had his brown period?
Well, his sound is basically, it blew other guitarists out of the water. The way he distorted the amp created that sound, and every guitarist, they say, since then tries their own hand at it, but it's harder than you think. This is just all things I read. I'm just parroting an article from Guitar World.
Picasso.
Did you just pull up 7 Picasso blue pictures?
Picasso's blue period.
You know who also did a lot of blue is Matisse, too. That same cobalt blue. You could almost argue Matisse had a blue period.
Maybe it's a thing.
Maybe Gary can explain Ed's brown period.
It's a sound. It's a sound, not a period.
Okay.
It's a brown sound. Okay.
All right. This is one of our better days for music beds. I'll say that. Just going all Van Halen.
Right.
And it's these guys work off. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thanks, Bob.
There's a Van Halen documentary out there, and I can't remember where I saw it or what the name of it was, where they were talking about they knew they were good. They knew they were sitting on good albums when they were making them.
Gene Simmons financed their first demo.
Okay. But this is later.
Eric's nodding. He knew all this. I knew none of this until
maybe
today.
Maybe you can tell me where I saw this, Rock. And they're talking about it was when MTV first showed up. And they were dying for material, and Van Halen was getting big. Van Halen got MTV to pay for all their videos. They never paid for a video. They said, you want one, pay us and we'll do it. But we're not paying $50,000 to ship you a video for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. MTV paid for those videos.
Really?
Like Jump or like what?
Yeah. They knew Black and Blue would never see the light of day as a single.
Mm-hmm.
That it would have got buried. So they insisted that before they gave the album to the label or anything else came out, Black and Blue had to be the first single off of there because they knew it was a good song. They liked it, but they knew just the lyrics would keep it off the radio. So they insisted, or they weren't getting the album, that that be the first song out. They said we knew we were good. That we knew these albums were going to be great, and we were taking full advantage of it.
They were the biggest band in rock during that period.
I just remember when they were out at Alpine Valley, what a zoo that was.
Yeah.
It was just that big.
Mm-hmm.
And Rolling Stone trashed them like they did Zeppelin. They said in a couple of years, these guys are going to be fat and soluble and whatever. They just totally trashed them.
And that's
them.
Why Rolling Stone is just a pamphlet now. And
they started out just playing backyard parties in Los Angeles.
Yep.
They were a party band.
Pasadena.
And they would get literally like 2,000 people in a backyard for
that's why Spicoli hired
show.
Him.
You got,
and then they went. Then they started playing the Whiskey and whatchamacallit, the other one in Los Angeles, and those shows were just outrageously
Rainbow,
packed.
Yeah.
The Rainbow, they'd switch the place like midday, and there'd be a huge line out front of one of them, and then the whole line would have to cross the street.
That's okay. They were all on cocaine. They were fine.
Where was Ed born? He wasn't born in the U.S.
They're Pasadena, aren't they?
They grew up in Pasadena. He was born in Yugoslavia or...
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was Van Helsing or something like that?
I think it was Van Halen. That's pretty ethnic. I don't think they made that name up.
Sounds Dutch.
But Halen would be like Dutch.
Yeah.
Right? Von would be German.
His middle name is Von Schrader-Gorfer.
The kid's name is Wolfgang.
He's got all the Wolfgangs.
Yeah, but his middle name, Ed's middle name.
Ludwig.
Yeah.
Ludwig Van Halen.
Yeah.
Alex and Eddie, they just hung out together because they didn't speak English all that well when they were young. So they just...
Born in Amsterdam.
Wow. That explains a lot.
But yeah, and Eddie got the drum set first.
Really?
Yeah. And just then he got a guitar, and he got just enamored with the guitar. And
then he got
dove
a
into that,
too.
So Alex took over the drum set.
Well, then after 1984 came out, we were told,
was a synth album.
Eddie's a very accomplished pianist. And you're like, what? Get out of here. He plays guitar.
It's his synthesizer riffs for that stuff. Yeah,
that's all him on. Yeah.
Yep.
So, really? He was good at a few instruments?
His father played clarinet, saxophone, and piano.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
His mother was from, Rangsketting, Java in the Dutch East Indies.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're quite a mashup. And all you think of him is like in Vans. With a cigarette in the neck of his guitar.
They settled in Pasadena.
Yeah, I think of him on a skateboard. That's what I think.
I remember when I heard he was dating Valerie Bertinelli, I flat out did not believe it. That is impossible. He's dating the girl from One Day at a Time.
Well, because she was so America's Girl Next Door.
But Eddie didn't look like your typical rock star. He was just a skinny. He didn't have a beard. He didn't look.
Well, but that's why the whole thing was so weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Not as weird as Brigitte Nielsen and Flava Flav, but, it was weird. That was weird.
That's about as weird as
it
gets.
When he married
Heather Locklear and all her rock dudes and, right? Richie Sambora and all that.
Then when he married Valerie Bertinelli, it was like, wow, they're married. And then
they were married forever.
And then you would see these stories on People Magazine how David Lee Roth hated her.
Really?
All the time.
She was the
hated
Yoko?
Hated having her backstage, didn't want her around. I don't know. It's, how much
David
of it
Lee Roth
true.
His brain doesn't work.
He was
great as a singer and a frontman for that band. He was, but I can't. I don't want to hear him talk ever again. Ever again. Not one word, dude. You're weird.